And we're going to go ahead and start. And what Benjamin and I are going to try and talk to you about today is the Louisiana Oil Lien Act and how it applies in bankruptcy cases. And so it's the interaction between the act and the bankruptcy cases. And I guess I'll just start by laying the table for this, which is that I was confronted primarily in the ATB bankruptcy case with a situation where I had a number of offshore oil wells in the Gulf of Mexico, and the applicable law for virtually all of those wells was the Louisiana Act. And this is an act that had not been, although it had been around for a while, it really hadn't been challenged in any particular way because there hadn't been major failures. And we suddenly had major failures on a number of offshore oil rigs. I was called upon to apply Louisiana law, which I still don't even know what some of the damn words mean, to try and figure out what to do with these various lien disputes that we had. So Benjamin and I decided that we would start with a pop quiz. And so here are your basic facts. Do I have the wrong thing here? I've got the wrong thing here. I'm sorry. Let me pull up the right thing.
Well, while he pulls that up, I think he did a good job of giving a preview of why we care about Louisiana law. You know, we've gotten to the end of the day. We're in a room full of Texas lawyers and judges at a conference at UT in front of Burnt Orange, and you have a New Orleans lawyer talking to you about the Louisiana Oil Well Lien Act. And I think in large part through the very good work of the Southern District of Texas, as well as the other districts, we've had a large number of oil and gas E&P companies file in Texas that ordinarily in the past would have filed either in the Southern District of New York